From the edge of human cognition to the heart of the digital frontier, this is the Neural Thread.
From the edge of human cognition to the heart of the digital frontier, this is the Neural Thread. I'm Dr. Aria Vance. Welcome to the conversation. Let's unravel the algorithm together. Today's guest is Greg Tanner. He's an AI futurist, author, and works in the trenches through his company, Synthetic Systems. Greg, you talk to mid-market executives every single week. What is the one thing you see that nobody is talking about?
The 18% problem, and it is costing businesses real money right now, not theoretical money. Money they are actively spending today on tools that are doing the same job twice. The average small business is running 87 different software subscriptions, 87. And when you sit down and actually map them out, 18% of that stack is functionally redundant. You are paying for the same capability in two, sometimes three different tools, and none of them are talking to each other.
That sounds like a lot. Give me a real world example of what that looks like.
Sure. I will sit down with a business owner and we map their stack together. They have a CRM. They have a project management tool. They have three ways to share files: Dropbox, OneDrive, and someone on the team also signed up for Google Drive. They have a security scanner nobody actually logs into, and they bought a ChatGPT wrapper in 2024 because somebody told them they needed AI. Every one of those was a good decision at the time. Together, they have become an expensive, unsecured, unmanaged mess. And the owner had no idea that was the situation until someone showed them the math.
So what is the actual dollar number we are talking about here?
The average small business spends $18,000 a year on AI-related tools and software subscriptions. $18,000. And 74% of those businesses are using AI only through features that are already baked into the software they bought, not through any kind of real strategy. So you have this situation where companies are spending real money telling themselves they are adopting AI and actually getting almost none of the benefit. That is not an AI problem. That is a strategy problem.
Why does this keep happening? Because you would think at some point someone in the organization would notice.
Nobody owns the stack. That is the real answer. Tools get bought one at a time, usually because a sales rep demoed something and someone said, yes, it is $49 a month, no big deal. Then it happens again and again. 36 months later, you have got 30 tools, no integration, and a security team that does not even know half of them exist. And here is the part that keeps me up at night. Every one of those unmanaged tools is a potential door into your business for a threat actor. You didn't just waste money, you built exposure.
So this is where cybersecurity and AI strategy actually connect. Walk me through that.
Most AI consultants will come in and tell you which tools to buy. They hand you a list and they leave. Nobody is talking about the fact that the same AI capabilities that are transforming your business are being weaponized against it. The same large language models your team is using to write emails and summarize reports. Threat actors are using them to craft more convincing phishing attacks, to find vulnerabilities faster, to move through networks with less detection. You cannot build an AI strategy without a cybersecurity foundation. And that is exactly the first gap we built our framework to close.
And that is the strategic bionic framework. Tell me what that actually is in plain language.
Think of it as an operating system for your business in the AI era. We built it from our own experience. We took our cybersecurity firm and AI engineered it from the inside out. We built the workflows, the automations, the agents, and we learned that you cannot just buy an AI and do it. You need your team on board and you need them to feel safe using it. You need governance and guardrails, and you need cybersecurity built in from day one, not added on after the fact. What came out of that experience is a methodology we now deploy for other businesses. 6 levels, methodical, tied directly to your P&L.
For a business owner listening to this right now, what is the first step? How do they know if they have the 18% problem?
We start with free AI bionic analysis.
Love it.
45 minutes, no pitch, no sales presentation. We sit together, we map every tool the business is paying for. We find the overlap and the gaps, and we show them exactly what their stack is costing them versus what a structured, secure, AI-ready foundation would look like. Most business owners have never had anyone do that for them. And when they see their own numbers, not some generic industry stat, their actual numbers, it changes the conversation completely.
Love it. What do they typically find?
Almost every time they are already spending more than what a fully managed, secure, AI-ready system would cost them. So it is not a conversation about spending more money. It is a conversation about stopping the waste, closing the exposure, and finally getting the return on the AI investment they thought they were making 2 years ago. The companies that figure this out in the next 12 to 18 months will be structurally different from their competitors. That gap does not close once it opens. That is just the reality of where we are right now.
Greg, where can people find you?
Go to syntheticsystemsai.com. Book the analysis right there on the homepage. And if you want the full picture of what I believe is happening in this market and what businesses need to do about it, my book, Understanding High Velocity Disruption, is on Amazon. But start with the analysis. 45 minutes and you'll know exactly where you stand. Thank you.
Greg Tanner, CEO of Synthetic Systems. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.